Today we're going to talk about the last heter of Bishlachim that we haven't yet discussed, and that is the heter of, well, I guess it's either one or two heterim. The heter of, let's call it maids, of having a maid in your house. So we have to figure out, is it one heter, is it two heterim? What do I mean, one heter or two heterim? How would that be two heterim? Anyone sort that out a little bit? Right, there may be a heter of having someone who's a shivcha, and then there may be a separate heter having beis shel Yisrael. So we have to figure out, are they two heterim? If they are two heterim, what are the reasons for those heterim? And then figure out if we paskin like those heterim, because that could be a very significant development. If you're, if you know somebody who has a housekeeper who does the cooking and the Jew doesn't turn on the fire or something, does this give some room to be makil on things like that? It sounds like it, right? If you say that a shivcha and a beis shel Yisrael is a heter, so aren't the housekeepers a shivcha beis shel Yisrael? So don't leave yet, because we don't want you to leave with that impression. We have to learn through it first to see what the circumstances are. If there's room for kula l'chadchila or b'diyaved. You know, if you just look in the Tosfos and Lamed Chesam and Aleph, where this whole discussion begins, at least when one is learning through the sugya, that's where the discussion begins. It's not necessarily the logical starting point, but you always start Gemara, Rashi, Tosfos. So the discussion begins when you see in Tosfos, where Tosfos quotes from Rabbeinu Avram ben Rav David, who is, the acronym would be Ravid, which is a big discussion also, whether this is the Ravid, because in his comments on the Rambam, he is silent about this. Nothing about this, such a heter in the Ravid. So there are different girsos of exactly who this is. Either it's a different Ravid, there were many different Ravids, or it's somebody else. It's not Rabbeinu Avram ben Rabbeinu David. Devadai shlokos asur cham kshovin cham vashlam bibeiso. Bishul Akum only applies when the guy cooks it in his own house. Aval kshu mevashel bibeiso shel Yisrael ein lochush lo lechasnus v'lo l'shamiach lenu dvarim tmeim. But if he's cooking in a Jewish house, no concern. No chasnus, no shamiach lenu dvarim tmeim. What goes unexplained is everything, really. I mean, he just says, I'm not concerned. Well, why aren't you concerned? I'd be pretty concerned. Why is he not concerned about chasnus or shamiach lenu dvarim tmeim when it's based on Shal Yisrael? So, svara, shamiach lenu dvarim tmeim, you know, that's an easy one, right? If he's in your house?
Yeah.
Okay, true. Meaning, even in your house. Look, I mean, I was about to say he's in your house, he's only going to have kosher ingredients to work with. Yeah, but what about pasuk b'chalav? What about b'dikas tolayim? You know, there are a lot of things that he could mess up in a in a Jewish kitchen. He's cutting the knife for the fleishig dish with the milchig, the onion for the fleishig dish with the milchig knife. That's always the rule in kashrus that almost anything that a regular frum balabasta is going to ask, the answer is going to be kosher unless it involves an onion. Then almost always the answer is not so kosher. So that's generally the rule. I mean, it's a little more complicated than that. That's why you have to like study your day for like a year or two. But the basic is that's a good rule of thumb. So why is he not concerned? The basis shall Yisrael that yachlen davar tamei. Nor is he concerned about chasnus. So you're going to develop a relationship. The basis shall Yisrael. So it doesn't really say. But what is pretty clear is that it's not about who, it's about where, right? It's not about who this person is, because he doesn't make that distinction. He says, when they say that an Ovid Chavim, that Shlokos of an Ovid Chavim, that's only Bibeso, but when he does, the same person does it Bibeso Shal Yisrael, then there's no Chashash Chasnos. Notice, not a word about Shivcha really. It doesn't even say Shivcha. Just says the person who would normally be subject to Bishul Akum, Bebeso Shel Yisrael would not be a problem. This Lechora, if you were to take this at face value, would be a tremendous kula for any Jewish owned company. A Jewish owned company is Bebeso Shel Yisrael, so the Hashkach organization should never have to worry about Bishul Akum. So there is another heter. Oh, by the way, important to mention, Tosfos then continues by saying that Rabbi Natan doesn't agree. Rabbeinu Tam absolutely rejects this leniency. So we have this machlokas raivin in Rabbeinu Tam. Good, so that's Aleph. Then you open up Tor Beis Yosef, and you look in the Beis Yosef. Well, first the tour. Tour writes at the very beginning of Siman Kuf Yud Gimel, Shlokol shebishlam agoy asurin, lo shnayim bishlam agoy bebeiso, o bishlam bebeis Yisrael. If a guy cooks, it's usher. I don't care if it was in his own house or in your house. Meaning very clearly, against the Ravid. Very clearly like Rabbi Natan. Va'arav Rabbeinu Avraham ayim atira min bishlam agoy bebeiso shel Yisrael. But you should know there's a Ravid that was matir bebeiso shel Yisrael. Dilo shayich bu lo mishum chasnus v'lo mishum shamiyach len advarim tmeim. Because you don't have either of the basic concerns of Bishlakum, and once again, zero explanation of why. Just that you don't. Rabbi Natam cholek alav v'cheino agin. The Torah adds, just like Tulsa said, Rabbi Natam disagrees v'cheino agin. That's it. The Torah, the Tosfos, the only heter they mention is not about who, it's about where. It's not about who's doing the cooking, it's about where the cooking is done. So there is this heter of the Ravid that Rabbi Natam rejects. Comes along the Beis Yosef on that spot in the tour, and he quotes an Orchos Chaim in the name of the Ramban in a tshuva. The Orchos Chaim Hilchos Yisurim Acholos Simen Samach Zayin quotes Kosav Ramban b'tshuva. And on the bottom they say, this is a tshuva hamechunus l'Ramban, Siman Reish Pei Dalet. There was some confusion historically, which tshuvas were the Rashba's tshuvas and which ones were the Ramban's tshuvas. So because, as we pointed out in the past, they're a very similar way of thinking, the Rashba and the Ramban. So, okay, the ones that are miyuchasos to the Ramban. So the Ramban writes in a tshuva, da'ati she'ein iser bishfachos halalu haknuyos lanu. Oh, very different. They're very different hetter. Not about where, but about who. That a shivcha. There's no issur if your shivcha makes you food. Why? The malacha, the eved arel, the yisrael he, the konui lo lema'ase yadav. Whatever your shivcha does for you is you. It's you doing the action. It's ki'ilu, they're an extension of you. And my raya, says the Ramban, umusar alav b'shabis min haTorah. We're used to thinking, you ask the guy to do malacha for you, that's an iser derabana of Amir la'akum. Oh, why is Amir la'akum aser? Either yesh lichos la'akum min haTorah l'chumra, right? That's Rashi, or do you say that the pashup shah dabar davar, nimso chevskav dabar davar, yishayim chesed, it's a violation of dabar davar, because you're speaking diburim shalchol, diburim of malacha, which you're not allowed to do. These are Yisurim Drabanan, Yisurim Drabanan of Amir La'akum. There is an Isidoraisa if it's your Shivcha and they're doing something for you. It's an Isidoraisa called Shvisas Avdo. Just like there's a Dindoraisa called Shvisas Bamtam. The Behemoth is not allowed to do Malacha for you. So you have your Eved working for you. That's Shvisas Avdo. So why, says the Ramban? So here's where the Ramban makes the jump. He says, if there's a din d'oraisa called Shvisas Avdo on Shabbos, it must be that it's not just a chiddush din in Hilchos Shabbos. It's the Torah is being megalah to us the nature of a relationship between an eved and an adam. That when an eved does, that's an extension of the adam. And therefore, what comes out of chumra in Hilchos Shabbos is a kula in Hilchos Bishalakum. Because the guy who's cooking is not the guy cooking, it's the extension of the Jew who's cooking. So when the extension of the Jew is cooking, how can you call that Bishul Akum? It's Bishul Yisrael. That's the Ramban's, wow, mind-blowing Chiddush. Then quotes the Beis Yosef, Vara'o Kasav, Afal Pishadas Nota L'dvarav, even though Misvara, the Ramban's great, Bal Nefesh Roy L'Hachmir L'Atzma. Okay, so our first push a little bit l'chumra on this one, right? On the first kula of where it is, we already saw the push l'chumra. That was Rabbi Natan. And the tour. On this, the first push l'chumra is from the Ra'ah, but the Ra'ah says Ramban is right. He's right. Bal nefesh should be machmer in this. Bal nefesh should be machmer. V'chein kasav ha-rashba, v'anu no'agin isur b'bishulein v'afilu b'di'evet. And the Rashba also agrees, and therefore we're knowing Isser even b'di'evet. Rashba also agrees to what? That Lechor agrees to nobody. They pointed out in the Ha'aros on the bottom over here in the nice editions of the Torah, Chaim Kasav Rashba is like a little bit misleading. Because what do we have? We have the Ramban who says totally mutter. We have the Ra'as says Ramban is really right, but Bal Nefesh should be machmir. Whenever something is, Bal Nefesh should be machmir. You can say even B'di'evet. No, probably means the Chachila. B'di'evet you would think it's mutter. The Rashba says we should even be machmir B'di'evet. So Chaim Kasav Rashba means that we shouldn't like go all gung-ho on this, you know, be totally into the Ramban. But to different degrees. The Ra'as says don't be totally into the Ramban L'chachila. Bal Nefesh should be machmir. The Rashba, much stronger. No, against this Ramban. Says the Bach, I think this is actually in Yomar Mekoma, says the Bach, from the Mahari, Dinogin lahati lechadchila, laniach shvachos goyos, levashel velitzlos, you can allow your non-Jewish servants to cook and to roast, to barbecue for you, the efshar de samchi aha di e efshar shalo yichata echad mi bnei bayis b'guchal m'letzorach bishal etzliya. Totally different attitude. What's he being make along? Place or person, first of all? Meaning, is this a Ravid etter or is this a Ramban etter? So let me say it a little bit again. Ma'ari says, Noag l'hati l'charchila lahaniach shvachos goyos levashal v'litzlos. What does it sound like? Person, right? But then look at what he says. Why? Why? What's the svara? Someone's cooking in your house. Of course you're going to help out. Right? When was the last time any of you walked into the kitchen and didn't offer to help? Oh, mom, you need me to peel some potatoes? And of course. Impossible. You wouldn't walk by and just like let it happen. So of course you're going to help out in the cooking, and therefore we have a right to assume that this isn't really bishlakum. So while it sounds like it's more of a Ramban type of heter, that it's about who, it's not really about who, it's really about where. This is more of a Ravid type of heter. That bebeso shel Yisrael is going to be motiv. Is it for the same reason that the Ravid said? Doesn't seem like it. Although we're not really sure, because we don't really know what the Ravid's reason is, because he never really explained. He just says that the chashashos aren't shayach. But this doesn't seem like that the chashashos aren't shayach, that the chasid, this is just because it's Bishul Yisrael, a Jew participates, a Jew does something. So it seems different. Then says the Bach, Vira avon kasav b'tshuvasav, diyeshmer abaseinu nosnutam lahatir b'avadim u'shvachos. Another reason to be makel with avadim u'shvachos, mishum de ein chasnus v'kirav adas el b'misha osa b'ritzono me'av as Yisrael ve'elu osin bein yirtzu bein lo yirtzu. Not everyone who works for a boss loves what they do every single day, but you know what? They do it anyway. You know why? Because they want to get paid. Because they have a job. That's what they have to do. The chashash chasnus is only when it's going to create some sort of relationship. When someone does with a sense of nediva slave, when they do out of a sense of wanting to do, but if they're doing out of a sense of obligation, out of having to do, there's no chashash chasnos. So one second, so this, what is this akula in? The where or the who? This is the who, right? It's not the where. Which is very interesting, because the Bach had just quoted the Mahari, who said that a Jew is for sure going to be mechata. That's about the where. And then he says, the next words, right, as if it's a continuation, but it's a totally different kula. It's about the who. That someone who works for you, there's not going to be a sense of kirav das. Right, that's what Rav Sacks pointed out, I think, when he was here, the idea that from the Stipler, that why is it that we have things in Judaism that aren't absolutely required? That there is such a thing as Dvar Rishus, because we have mitzvah of Avas Hashem, and the only way to express Ava is when you're doing something that's beyond your requirements. So there has to be some wiggle room to give us some room to express a sense of Ava that's not an absolute obligation. Chita achas poteres is kalakri for truma. But what do? You give ba'in yafa, you give ba'in ben, you give more than that. That's the way we express. So the way the Eved is going to express love, not Eved, the way the Goy is going to express love is when they do it on their own, and that's going to create a relationship. But they're obligated to do it, that doesn't create any relationship.
Find them on their own, an obligation to do it.
Good, good, good. So this is part of the trick over here. We have to figure out. Then says the Bach, it's talking to that point. That this kula, that he's doing it out of a sense of obligation, is only when you own him. Mashma de Mairi Bein and Knuyos, El Shvachos Goyos, Shem Niskar, and Lashar, and Lachat, and Shadmadein, and Heter Ze, El Mitam Shakas Mari. But if they're only working for a half a year or whatever, for a year, or they can walk out at any time, you don't own them, then the only kula you have is the Mari that he's working in your house and probably you're helping out. So it seems, again, just a Pashat reading of Tur, Beis Yosef, Bach, that there are two totally separate kulas at work, you know, working over here. And we have to figure out what the reasons for each kula are and what the nafkaminas between those reasons are. So, what we have so far, the kula of the Raivin, that if it's in your house, you don't have to worry about anything, because there's no chashash of chasnus. We have a hard time understanding the Svara. And just to make the Svara even more challenging to understand, if you look in the Ritva, which is in your Mar Makomos over here, source number 34, he quotes, and then he says, "Roy Lachner." No, what was he saying? Kol Shekein. What's Kol Shekein? If they live in your house, of course you can get close with them. If I'm worried about getting close with someone who's, you know, is cooking somewhere else in a factory somewhere, the one who lives in my house, there's got to be a greater concern of chasnus. Apparently, the Rebbe held the exact opposite svara. That in my house, I'm not worried about it. So I understand, you know, what the Bach quoted, because E.F. Shar Shalo Yechata, it's impossible that he's not going to be Mechata B'Chalim at all. But why there's no concern of Chasnus is much, much harder to understand. Also, I just, to give him a remarkable on the... what I mentioned before, that the Ravid may not be the Ravid. The Knesset HaGadolah says that if the Ravid was really so into this Kula, when the Rambam in the 17th parak of Ma'acholos Asuros, Parak Yudzayin Alocha Tezvat, says that Bishul Akum is Asur Mishum Chasnus, the Ravid is silent. It's not always clear that you can bring a Raya from when he's silent on the Rambam that that it necessarily means he agrees. I don't know why he chose, it's like a good topic for a PhD thesis or something, like why he chose to, I think Dr. Chaim Salvechik is the world's expert on most Rishonim, but particularly the Ravid, I think is his field of expertise. So I'm not exactly sure why he would choose yes or no, but the Knesset HaGadolah says it's at least curious that he doesn't say anything. And he also says it's strange that the Rashba doesn't bring the Svara of the Ravid, where the Rashba almost always does. Almost always the Rashba will quote the Ravid. So says the Knesset HaGadolah, the Siman Kuf Yud Gimel, over here on Bishul Akum, that the Ravid that's quoted in Tosfos is not the Ravid on the Rambam. It's not the Ravid on the Rambam, it's a different Ravid. Porus Yosef in the back of the Gemara says it should read Rabbi Ephraim ben David. Rabbi Ephraim ben David, which is obviously a different, the Rashi Tevis would still be Ravid. But it's obviously a different Ravid, because our Ravid is Rabbeinu Avraham. Okay. And others say it's an entirely different name anyway. So that's as far as, you know, the one, that the Heter of the Ravid. Your house, as far as your house is concerned, we have, for some reason, less of a concern of Chasnos, maybe because you're not as enthralled with people that you see every day. You know, it's very exciting to see people every day.
Very strong to me that if it was because the person was in the house, it wouldn't have just been a zero on Bishul, it would have been other things that would be a bad, but not some of the other
and it would just be unlivable to...
No, that's right, and that, but they didn't make that. And so the fact that they didn't make it is not because it has to do with the cooking per se, just the fact that, that you know, when they're in your house, as opposed to like outsiders...
It wouldn't have accomplished the goal. It wouldn't have... Meaning Bishul would accomplish the goal for outsiders. But yeah, the person's in your house, there's so many other things anyway. Okay, maybe. It's as good as far as that. I mean, I don't have anything better, so I'll go with it.
No,
right,
but why would it just be Bishul without anything else? There's so many other things by other types of halakhas where
oh, no,
your wife
well, that,
can cook
that,
for you, but she can't make you bed, and other things like that. Right?
Yeah. But that's the combination of Shamiach then of Davar Tameh. And the idea that, in general, food is something we do on a consistent basis and we tend to be very appreciative for. So, I mean, there are svaras like the dafka food-related things. So, then you have the other kula, and that is the Eved kula. So, the Ramban svara for the Eved kula was, as we said, Shabbos. It's just like Shabbos. They're an extension of you. The Rashba... Was Rashba Svara? They have to do it. Since they have to do it, that's the Bach quoted that, right? That they have to do it. So since they have to do it, it's not going to be a sense of love. It's not going to be a sense of an additional Svara I saw quoted, but also on the page of the tour. I could be wrong. An additional Svara I saw quoted was that what?
The Ravan,
right. An additional svara I saw quoted is that not that they have to do it, but it's that it's beneath you. Meaning these are people that are so beneath you that you would, you know, their social class is so below you that there's no concern of chasnas. Because these are your avadim, these are these are slaves, these aren't people that you would be at all enticed to connect with. Yeah. Where did I see that?
Does that really make a difference?
One second. I thought I saw that somewhere here. I don't know. I thought I saw that somewhere that because they're such a lower class. The Levush. The Levush. They quoted here in the Sefer Shulchan Melachim on page Tuf Chav Zayin, volume 2. It's page Tuf Chav Zayin, from the Levush. The Levush in Sif Aleph. I didn't get a chance to look up the Levush. I don't even think we have a Levush here. The Levush writes to be matir b'shuli goyim shel shvachas haknus Yisrael, but it's slightly differently. Yeshom d'lo gozru ala b'goy she'in lo shaychus b'gavei, aval b'goy d'isle Yisrael shaychus b'gavei, where you have a connection to him, k'gon elu ha-shvachos haknuyos l'anil melachton, lo gozru b'hen. Why? D'lo chashinon mishum be'elu mishum chasnus, with such people I'm not worried about chasnus. Why? Di mishum shiflusan, because of their lowliness, belav hachi lo yischatin imam, you never marry them anyway. V'lo mishum shamiach lenu davar tamei, and you also don't have to worry they're going to stick something not kosher in your food. Why? She'emas rabba maleihem. They're terrified of you. You're the boss. They're scared. V'yeshosim. Levush says yeshosim. Obviously the majority are asers, but that's a third svara. Okay? Yeah? Oh, okay, right. So what if you're a melech, and then it's just a regular person, and it's not an Eved or a Shifcha? So we'd say that the Ema and the Shiflusam, would it be any other class difference? Okay, so this is, right, Nafkaminas. What would Nafkaminas be between these different reasons? So one potential Nafkamina, yeah?
All right, can you just say that about any guy, that a guy is a guy?
No, I think obviously would destroy the whole... there's 70% of the American population would tell you otherwise, right? You know, never the intermarriage rate in America today. It's not that advice. That's not they're in your dorm rooms in college. They're in your very sophisticated, very attractive, very whatever. So I don't think I don't think he can say that. But he's talking about something when there was a very clear social classes, and this is like a peasant. And here you are, a chashuv person. So. Oh, so that's also a point to make of you, that if it's an actual shivcha, then probably none of this applies. Then she's actually chayv mitzvah kiisha, and she's on the way to Gevus. So an actual shivcha, but this is talking about when we didn't. I'm not sure how to sort all that out, because I don't know like how you have a shivcha that you own without her having din of a shivcha. Rav Shachter told us once, he walked into YU and the security guard had a name tag that said Zaidi on it, and he said to the he said good morning to the security guards, like it was that, and he said, oh, that's an interesting name, how did you get the name? He said, well, my great great granddaddy grew up on a Jewish plantation in the south, and the grandfather of the family died, and they named my great-great-granddaddy after their grandfather. I guess not really, but they called him Zaidi after the grandfather. So he said, I'm named after my great-great-grandfather, so I have the name Zaidi. So Shach said, I was thinking, he's probably Chayv and Mitzvah Kiisha, because he was an Eved Kanani, who's owned by a Jew, right? There was never a Shichur, so he's Chayv and Mitzvah Kiisha. So I don't know like how you can... How you can have a case where you actually own them and they're not chayv mitzvah kiisha, but it seems like we're not dealing with regular rules of an eved and a shivcha.
Is that what Rav Adar is talking about? A case like that, where you own them, but they're not chayv mitzvah.
It seems that way because that's what all the Akronim started talking about. Oh, but and the Bach already started talking about. Well, if you don't really own them, they only work for you for a half a year or whatever. Then all bets are off. This whole thing doesn't apply. Lechora, that would be enough gemina also. If you're working with Ramban Svara, that your Eved is your Maisa, whatever your Eved does is your Maisa, that's only when he's technically your Eved. But if he's only working for you for a year or whatever, so he may be on a very low class of society, right? He may be someone that's, whatever the class structure is, a very low class society, but his Maisim aren't an extension of you. He's also forced, does feel forced. Now, how forced does he feel to do it? That's debatable, but what the poskim say, what the shach writes and what the bach writes, is that not forced enough, because he could walk out. Meaning anyone who could just quit when they had enough, even though maybe they can't afford to quit, but there are people that can't afford to quit their jobs, but can't stand their jobs, hate their jobs enough, that they do it anyway and hope for the best. You know, so like this person can walk out. They have the ability to do that. So that might be enough kamina. One of the enough kaminas I saw in this Sefer Shulchan Malachim, he quotes, what about chayalim? What about soldiers in an army? And you have so they take turns, let's say you have someone who works in the army, who's a soldier, who does the cooking, a non-Jew does the cooking. He's not doing it because he feels a sense of kinship with you, it's that everyone's got a job, and that's his job. But he's on the same exact level as you. So it's not mitoch shiflusa. Right, you're not going to say that he's more shuffle than you in any way. Nor is his maisa your maisa, because you have no ownership over him. But as far as what from his perspective, right, that svara, who was it again that we said? Ravan? Right, that svara that he feels forced to do it, that svara is going to apply to anyone who's forced to do it. Because in an army, he's got to listen to orders or he'll be court-martialed or whatever. Another nafkamina that is more of a modern nafkamina, he quotes in Shulchan Malachim over here, says, what if a family hires a fancy chef? You know, it's a shtick that some people have that, Pesach is very hard. Very hard to make Pesach. It's very, very challenging. So people can afford to go away for $5,000 a person or whatever. So they'll go away to these hotels and bring the family. And, if you have all the money to do it, great, right? Then some people will do they'll hire a chef to bring it so that the woman shouldn't have to worry about the cooking over Pesach. So they'll hire a chef. Now, this chef is not this is not a low-class person. This is a person who's a fancy chef, and they have specialties in what they are able to do, and they pay through the nose. Yeah, I mean, it costs not as much as going away, but they're making a nice living. They're doing okay. So that might be a nafkamina. It's certainly not beneath you, although they may feel forced to do it, although probably you wouldn't have any of those cases, because forced to do probably wouldn't apply either. Then a real nafkamina that's discussed by the poskim, that's discussed by the Avnei Nezer, what if they're not doing it for you, they're doing it for somebody else? They're doing it for a different Jew. So if you say like the Ramban, when my Eved does a malacha for me, that's an extension of me. When my Eved does a malacha for someone else, it could be that that's not an extension of me. But mitoch shifluso, it shouldn't matter who he's doing it for. Forced to do it, he shouldn't feel forced to do it for somebody else. He feels forced to do things for me. So how do we pass on halacha? Okay, all this was nice and lamdas. Okay, we have we developed these two categories, right? One kula of your house, and it's important to know that they're two separate kulas, I think, because in general, when we look for kulas, we try to see how many snif and lahaka we have. So, you know, sometimes, it's a snif lahaka, it's a shivcha bebeis shel Yisrael. Those might be different things. Those might be two snif and lahaka, that it's a shivcha, and it's bebeis shel Yisrael. In a major case of shas of kak or whatever, absolute or whatever, where we need to be making. Yeah,
in regards to Shabbos, would you make that differentiation if the servant did it for the other person?
So that's what I was trying to think. I think so. I think it's not a violation of Shvisas Avdo when he's not doing malacha for you. I could be wrong about that, but I think so. I mean, if he's just stopped doing malacha in his own room, he's turning on the lights. Is that a violation of Shvisas Avdo? No, let's see, he's doing it for himself. Right, is it an Isra, his Isra Malacha, or is it... What?
Is it everything he does is an Isra
Malacha? What?
He
says...
Okay,
Isra Malacha.
Yeah?
Right, okay, listen, nearly the high medavka be bishul shol yisrael the b'malachas yisrael mitzuvah al shvisasim in the Torah. Lini malachas yisrael dinim ki yisrael in shvisasim in the Torah. Lini malachas yisrael dinim ki yisrael in shvisa. Avul bishul shol atzmam aser. Right. Shrei also malach la atzmam ki yisrael b'chol. Right. So he could do it for himself, but I think he could do it for another jewels. That's what he said next time. Sefer Yad Shaul probably it is. Reisi shem bishul shol yisrael acher she'eno adonam aser. Shein Yisrael Acher Mitzuvah Al Shvisa Asam. Yeah, but he argues. Okay, but he argues on the halacha in Hilchos Shabbos that another Jew is not allowed to ask him. Oh, Minat Torah. We have to look at that halacha carefully. When another Jew asks him to do a malacha, whose Isser is it? You know what I'm saying? I mean, the Avnei Nezer is right. If another Jew asks him to do it, it's an Isser Minat Torah. Whose? Who's this Minotaur? The owner or the other Jews?
I mean, it's in the Marashah, but when I'm mad about this one. But still, you see, it's a block of a Jew.
No, because it could be that if another Jew. One second. Ah, I hear. Okay, so that's the Avnei Nezer. That's what he's saying. That Marashah would have mattered by Bishol, I see. Okay, we have to look up that halacha, though, and see that that's, you know, Muskim Lekuli Alma. Seems a little strange. Okay, halacha. So how do we pass on halacha? So you take a look in Shulchan Aruch and Sif Dalit, and hopefully we'll clarify things for us. Yesh mi shematir b'shvacho shalanu, v'yesh mi she'oser. What's he talking about? Which kula? Shvacho shalanu? The who or the where? Right, this is the who, this is not the where. So he's quoting that kula. And yesh mi she'oser v'afil b'di'evet. Who's the Yesh Misha Oser Vafil B'Diavad? The Rashba, right? The Rashba said he's Iras Vafil B'Diavad. And it makes sense that that's what he's calling, that's what the Beis Yosef talks about, right? The who, not the where. Says the Ramah, U'B'Diavad Yesh Lismo Chadivrei Matirin. B'Diavad, we can rely on those who are Matir with Shvachos Shalanu. Va'afilu L'Chadchila Noagin L'Hakel B'Beis Yisrael. Whoa, the Ramah's saying something new over here. Now he starts bringing in the Ravid. That we could, even L'Chadchila, we could be knowing L'Hakal B'Beis Yisrael, Shahashvachos V'Avadim Mevashlim B'Beis Yisrael, Ki Iyev Shoshalo Yichatech Me'Beis Ma'at. Oh, that's so much. That's a mouthful. We could be Mekel B'Beis Yisrael. Oh, so you think he's going to say a Ravid. B'Beis Yisrael is automatically mutter. I'm not worried about Chas. B'Beis Yisrael is automatically fine. Because the Shvachos and Avadim, who brought Shvachos and Avadim? What's it going to do with Shvachos and Avadim? Pesach Shal Yisrael Zahatim, I don't care who they are. Pesach Shal Yisrael Zahatim. So for some reason, he's only being makel on Shvachos ve'Avadim be Pesach Shal Yisrael. And why? Because the Jew is always going to do something. And if you're not home and you haven't been home all day and you see him cooking on the nanny cam, Efshar? It's Efshar that you didn't do anything. You've been watching from your office. You haven't been there. If the whole kul is Efshar, right, there's a huge nafkamina what the reason for the kul is. If the whole kul is Efshar that the Jew didn't do anything, well, there's plenty Efshar that the Jew didn't do anything. You know, when you know that the Jew didn't do anything, you have nothing to be somechan. So a couple of points in this Ramah. First of all, the Ramah quotes the Ravid, but is mitztarefit together with this din of Beis Shvachos. And his svara for the Shitas HaRavid is Ef Shoshlo Yichata, which L'chor is not always going to work. If you look at the Shach, if you look at the Shach in Sifkat and Zayin, source number 31, says the Shach, "Bishvacha shalanu sheknuyos lanu, the melacha da eved ha'ovid chavim di Yisraelu." He's an extension of you, meaning Ramban, right? Umuzula b'Shabbos min haTorah, just like by Shabbos. V'leisi b'chal ovid chavim, hilchach leisi b'chal gzeres chasnus. Chuvas Ramban shev beis Yosef, v'darkei Moshe. U'bahanoch shvachos ma'iri amechaber. The mechaber's kulas only by such shvachos. Not like someone you just hire for a year, right? What's the life cycle of the average housekeeper? Right, so it's not that long. And there's no din d'oraisa on Shabbos with them. Yet that helps for the mechaber. Would Ramah say the same thing? You know what did Ramah say? That there's a kula bebeiso shel Yisrael with shvachos. Is he only being makel bebeiso shel Yisrael with shvachos that you own? Or is he just giving the common example of beiso shel Yisrael? Because shvachos are lower level. Shvachos are the ones that are constantly cooking where you're going to help out in the cooking. Meaning, is he taking the mechaber, which is the Ramban, and saying the Ramban's not good enough on its own, but when you combine him with the other kula, then together they could be enough to rely on. So it's not abundantly clear from the Ramah. I mean, everyone always quotes this shach that, you know, we have no such heter with our mates. No such heter with the mechaber. But the Ramah said it's not abundantly clear whether we do or we don't. Now, where's that sefer? Here it is. Right in front of us. The Orach HaShulchan writes to explain the Ramah, V'nir lehedya, Shehekil mipnei kol hata'amim biyachad. That the Ramah is only makel when you have everything. V'hainu, b'beis Yisrael, v'ashvachas churos, v'yev shashach b'yibnei b'ayis, lo yichat ma'at b'bishol ataf shel v'atzli. U'b'dav Ramah l'kari v'bishol. I, Rabbeinu Tam, disagrees with the Ravid and thinks b'beis Yisrael is not a hatter. And we don't rely on k'nuyos lanu because they're no longer k'nuyos lanu. Yeah, but together we could be makel. And if you have another heter to add to that, you'd be making a lechatchila. So if you have Beis Hashem Yisrael, and it's a shivcha, meaning lower class, works for you, even though you don't own her, it says you don't have to own her, lower class, Beis Hashem Yisrael, all you need is one more heter, and then even lechatchila, it would be okay. What would another heter be? I don't know. Maybe what she was cooking is debatably nechol kamosh v'chai. Debatable whether it's all shulchan malachim. Or maybe it's a b'dieved situation. I was once, Rav Shachter once came to visit DRS many years ago, and out of nowhere, he just like showed up. He had a branch of his kolo that was learning there. Rav Shmuel Marcus was the Rosh Kolo of the branch of Rav Shachter's kolo. Rav Shmuel Marcus was still teaching at YU, so he was a Rosh Kolo of the branch of Rav Shachter's kolo that met in DRS every day, every afternoon. So they had a idea that he would come give chaburas to that kolo once a month. He came once in 5 years. So that one time he came, he said, "Oh, Shabbat is here, and this is probably why he didn't come back, because he gave a chabur to that kolo, which all the rebbeim came to." And then we said, "Can you give the rebbeim a chabur? We're learning it and whatever." So he gave another shir to the rebbeim, and you know, why you probably realize they can't keep sending him because it'll just, you know, run them ragged, you know, like, you know, to keep taking advantage of them. But in the middle of that shiur, someone comes running in from the office. Someone managed to track, he doesn't carry his cell phone. Someone managed to track him down where he was. Someone comes, how do they find him in DRS? I mean, you know, someone comes running in from the office. I think I can say the name of the family. But the Schottenstein family has a problem. They needed to track you down. The Schottenstein family is a very famous family from the cover of your Gemaras, right? So I remember in NCSY Kolo, one of the Schottenstein kids was an NCSY Kolo when I was a junior madrich. And then it said he's the only kid that has a name on the front of his Gemara, not like inside. they had a problem. They were hosting a Shever Brachos for like 100 people in Columbus. Now, outside of what the Schottenstein family provides, there is no kosher food in Columbus, Ohio. When I visited Columbus, you have to like go to their office and have an inn to be able to eat kosher food, because there's no other kosher food there. They were hosting a Shavuot Brachos for like 100 people or something, and they realized like the main dish that was made, that you know, a Jew was supposed to turn on the fire. They hired a chef or something. A Jew was supposed to turn on the fire. They realized a Jew never turned on the fire, and a guy turned on the fire, and now the Shavuot Brachos starts in a half hour. What do we do? So Shasav Chak the Yevdam. So Shach said right away, that's the Ramah. Right? It's your employee, Bebeso Shal Yisrael. And this is as big a Shasav Chak as you could have. So yeah, so you'd be Mekel in that case. It's got to be a serious Shasav Chak, though. Otherwise, we wouldn't rely on it. Yeah.
If you ask the fire, is that included in Bebeso Shal Yisrael, or is that like?
If you add to the fire, then that's, you know, the next sugya. That's probably mutter without any other sugya. That on its own, for Ashkenazi, right? That on its own is probably going to be enough. Now, what's interesting is, just looking at this Ramah, he says va'afilu lechadchila, right? Doesn't he say va'afilu lechadchila? So this explanation, there are Hashulchan, you need a third sniff. Why? Must have a feel of chazim.
Is it clear that the Hara disagrees on Ramah's clause that we stole the clothes and we buy? The Ramah's assuming that someone's
going to soak the coals. Mechaber might not quote this whole thing because he thinks it's all tully on the fact that someone's going to soak the coals, and Mechaber will say that's not good enough in a chinami. Right? That might be why the Mechaber doesn't accept this. Is that what you're saying?
No, maybe you could say that Mechaber would agree that someone's going to soak the coals
and
be fine.
No, because that's next.
About, okay.
Yeah.
How could Rav Shachter align this Ramah from that situation? We know that you didn't try to find the one who stole the coals.
The cooking was going on all day, but basically Shal Yisrael, the Jews walking all around the house.
So we assume that
why not assume someone did something? I don't know, whatever the svara is. You don't have to know that someone did something.
We assume that Mitzvah.
Someone was walking by, saw that, it gave it a stir, so that, you know, moved it over on the thing. Maybe.
You have to blend every dish, or just the...
I think it was the one major dish. I don't remember the details. I should probably shouldn't say, because I don't remember all the details. Yeah.
The Arshon was the third, and that was the Yav Shushalaya.
Was that the third one?
Sorry,
you saw it? Do I have the Arshon in the Mar Mekomos? Yeah? No? You saw it? You just saw it in the Arshon Shulchan. So tell me where I'm going wrong here. V'nir Lahedya, yeah? Shehekum Levnei Kol HaTayim in Biyachad. Dainu, Bebeis Yisrael, Vashvachos Churos, Viev Shashachim Ibrahim Layakta Ma'at Bibish Latafshal Vatsli.
I read that as a third.
Right. No, but Bisfirle the Rabbeinu Rama, Dinihi, the Riv Rabbeinu Tam Cholkam El Sfaras HaRaivid, the Beis Shal Yisrael Shari, granted they disagree with the Raivid that Beis Shal Yisrael works. The Gamal Heter de Knu Yislanu, Ein Lismuch Yenin Knu Yislanu, and we can't rely on the fact that they are our Shvachos because they're not really ours. Oh, I see what you're saying. Mikol Malkam B'Shneim B'Yachad, but you have those two. Ubitzirif, right, not Heter Shlishi. Ha Heter HaShlishi, meaning the one he already mentioned, you're right. Yesh Ati L'Chadchila. Now we can be making L'Chadchila when you have all three, including the Shamiachta. Right. And B'Diyaved, you don't even need all three. Right, so that might have been it. Maybe there was no Svara of a Jew. I don't know if I can even ask Rav Shachter if he remembers the case. Maybe there was no Svara that a Jew might have been Mechate in that case because they hired a non-Jewish chef and no one was messing with it, but maybe you only needed two for a B'dievet situation.
It also seems like nowadays it's a lot less likely. Like if you walk in the kitchen, like there's something baking in the oven and you're not going to like... But back then there's like a fire going, so you could stoke the coals a little bit and mess around with the...
Right, I mean, there are... I don't know about that. I'm not sure about that, Svara. Like, I
haven't touched the cooking
ever. I have, and I'm not even... You know, like, I'll see the noodles are... You know, not noodles, the soup is bubbling over and it's going to soft low. But, yeah. Or I see that it's still a block of ice and it's like a half hour before Shabbos. Turn the flame... Right, so that's right. That's really the next sugya. Like, what exactly is enough? What exactly would be enough for a Jew to participate? So, anything else over here? Okay, so let's leave this sugya now, and let's just at least read the Gemara to set us up for the next sugya. Any more questions before we do that? Yeah.
You said like one of the things that
have to
shy.
It's not. You don't own the Shvachos anymore. No, but the Aruch HaShulchan said, that's why we don't rely on that one alone.
But how is it like Shai to be combined anymore? We don't have it. Like,
no, he's saying the Heter is that it's a Shivcha. The Shach says, I'm not happy with that Heter unless you own them. Okay, so I'm not going to be so worried about that if I could also combine it with other things. The Heter is that it's a Shivcha. It is a Shivcha. Because the Shivcha is lower or whatever.
The multiple aspects of the Heter Shivcha?
Yeah. Meaning, it's a machlokas when the heter shivcha applies. Does it apply whenever she's a lower class person, or only when you own her?
No, the shivcha says that it's not the shivcha shivan. What is your
friend to shivan? Yeah, so that's what the shach. That's what the shach is talking about, right? The dibra maskel in that shach is shvach shalanu, and he says shaknu yislanu. Meaning shalanu is not. Meaning you could read shalanu in two ways. You could read shalanu as, you know, the modern day shivcha, right? Like our shivcha, as opposed to the olden day shivchas where you really own them. The shach says, no, don't read it that way. Shalanu means ours, that we, you know, that we possess. Mm. But if you don't possess them, then... Right. I think he's saying, meaning that you have to actually be in possession of them. That's what the word shalanu is coming to add over there. That it's not good enough if they just happen to work for you. That you got to actually... Right, but the way right, okay, but the way the Shach is quoting is right. That's how the Shach understands it. Right, right.
It's like a servant. She's not like she's not like a din of like an eved like in times like in Torah, like she's like and how can the Ramban understand what he says? Then she's not like an extension of you because she doesn't have.
Enochinami, we're not using the Ramban. We're using the lower class, the Levush, or something like that. Something like that. What? And the forced also, right? Right? We have all these svaras. Actually, before we go on to the next sugya, I just to close this up, we might as well stick on one sugya. He has in the Sefer Shulchan Malachim over here, what happens if it's a shutfus? It's not Beis Hoshel Yisrael, it's Beis Hoshel Yisrael of a guy. They own a house together. Would you have the kula? So I think it's a pashat ha'ara. Right, what would you say? What are the reasons for the kula of Beis Hoshel Yisrael?
Is that the glass? The house where the person's house itself? That guy's house itself or some other guy?
Some other guy. Some other guy, let's say.
Whoever lives there.
Let's say multiple people live there.
If a Jew lives there, then.
So if a Jew lives there, then you have Ef Shar Shalo Yechata. Right? What about any of the other Svaras? So he says. He says, "Bepashtus had to be solo shaykh lom bais mishutav." He can't say why. Dizil baser taima. If the heter is mipnei beisol ein chashash chasnus vein chashash davar tamei, that and that likely means because they're on a lower level. Well, goyim in that house are not on a lower level. Oh, meaning that's what you're saying. If it's the guy who lives there. Or that ein chashash davar tamei is not going to have in davar tamei. Why not? Half the people that he works for are goyim. You rule with an iron fist. Not necessarily if there's a guy that lives there, if that's the owner of the house. Then he says, and what about like if a Jew owns the factory? So he says, if it's a Jewish-owned restaurant, then l'chora all these heterim do apply, just like a base Israel, right? If it's a Jewish-owned restaurant. And then he says, and what about the most common case? Bibatei hagvirim hayehudim, biprat bechutz laaretz, American Jews, mitzuyim shvachos goyos avadim goyim shemufkadim al avodos habayis. There are goyim that are in charge of taking care of the house. Vehemos housekeepers, right? Take care of the house. They take care of all the kitchen things. Obviously, it could lead to a lot of unwanted things. And better not to do it. Hire a Muslim. Why? Because there's another shita in Rishonim that this whole thing only applies to Avdei Avodah Zarah. And then we're not worried about people who are not Avdei Avodah Zarah. So if you hire Yishma'eli, then at least b'di'evad, you'll always have what to rely on with all these other kulas.
Where's that shita mentioned?
Le'el Shalav Perek Bezosei. Volume 1? We'll have to find it. We'll have to find it. Then he says, I don't think so. He says, Yisachal HaMashzeh Kula Abay Lidei Chumra V'yetzeh Mizeh Kilkul. He says, this is going to be a bad idea. M'nei Shem Niyayetz Losem Balei Batam L'kachtam M'sharsam M'sharsam Shein Avdei Avodah Zarah Yavol Lakel Dan. Right, if you tell everyone, just hire Yishmaeli, everything's going to be fine. They're going to assume everything's fine. So you can just let them do whatever they want. Meaning, once they're already following, like who to hire, so okay, must be that there's no problem. So he says it's a very bad idea, and therefore, and plus la halacha we don't pass them. La halacha ein hevdel bein sugei hagoyim. There's no difference between sugei hagoyim, but we have to find that sheet that it's only of the, that it doesn't it's only the isur is only for of the avodah zarah, not for everybody else. Okay, we'll stop here, and then Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll start with the new sugya that I gave out. Is tomorrow the Rabbi Simon day, or is Tuesday Rabbi Simon?
Yeah, tomorrow.
Tomorrow's Rabbi Simon? All right, so I guess we'll start the new sugya on Tuesday.